sure I'm a Klal Yisrael. You should also kill me if I'm a Klal Shabbos. If you do it yourself literally, you have the bad to do it for you. Well, in some cases, maybe you can. Everyone's doing a conversion, and then you can even come to it in real life. But it's principle, conceptual. The person is prior to have the Klal Shabbos killed, either directly or indirectly through conversion. They have a mom on the Tashkent. Meets him with Tashkum on the other. But that guy is about Tashkum and the meets him, quote unquote, unquote, to him. Excuse me. Okay, by Shabbos. The only thing you can. Everyone's doing a conversion, and then they will you can even come to it in real life. But it's principle, conceptual. The person is prior to have the Defile of Shabbos killed, either directly or indirectly to conversion. They have a mom on the Tashkum. Meets him with Tashlum on the other. But that guy is about Tashlum and the meets him, quote unquote, unquote, to him. Excuse me. Okay, by Shabbos. The only, one second. The only exception, Krabosai, Arotseach, and Enzo. Why are they exceptions? Because there, there's a fear of Misa that more, which is in primary of Misa, which is in effect directed towards the person whom I killed. Or the person who I intended to kill by saying that he was a murderer, or he was a mezana, prior to Shemesh Dish. So therefore, in those cases where what I'm doing is directly targeted at a particular individual, we don't sit back and take a longer view and say, oh, this is suspected, hey, you're trying to be for everybody. Because every person can kill you if it's too bad or if not too bad directly. No, we take a narrow view. So we say, aside from that expansive, you know, broad, general obligation, but the particular honed in, circumscribed, directed obligation of a particular person. If I killed him, so my real chiyuv mitzvah, if you will, is to him, because the Messiah, the fact that I killed him, or I've been hated against him and I wanted to kill him. That's a different story. In those cases where the etzem achiyu is to that particular person, so then we say that is a different category. For me, it's a different category. And, according to Rashi, it's only true, this is a very different point, when he is a machaye, if I burned his wheat, he's not a machaye. I don't say Yaakov owns the wheat. But he's in the Tahit Machayah me Misha, the Kahit Bur that is weak. Kalila! He's not the Machayah. The Kiv is still a Shabbat. It just so happens that the week that I burn on Shabbat is his week, Yaakov's week. Doesn't mean, you know what? Come on again. Doesn't mean, no, that he's a Machayah. If I kill him, he's a Machayah. If I fail his own, if I killed him, he's a Machayah. If I burn his week, nothing. I'm Machayah with a full Shabbat. That's the Rashi explained. Hold on.
Slow.
That's the
Rashi.
Whoa, we're not going to Slow. Now, hold on. According to the Marisor and the Ramah, the whole side, what do they say? They say that it means that if I have Shroom of a Shiro and Shelf of an arrow, it's called Machat. Hey, wait a second. If I eat his truma, it's a coincidence that it's his truma. It's a coincidence. It's not that he's a Machayim. But clearly they learned that our Shah and the Ramah, that the Pshat is, not that he's a Machayim. But it comes with what we refer to call Christi Vasa, or he's sort of a cause. He's a cause either because I killed him, I said Ada Zolman, Ada to want to kill him, or I burnt his, or I ate his truma, or I burnt his field. Doesn't matter if it's a Machayim or not, according to the Rashi and the Ramah. Not that it happened as a result of something that he was involved in. It's the Bosso, that means a Machayim. This is very important, the clue, we're going to come back to a little later. Keep the work. Okay. So Rabotai, we have so far, always done, is just trying to figure out Rashi. There's two versions of Rashi. The cheapest version of Rashi. And then there's a version of Rashi with the Marashah, which are both the same thing. And then we have the case of Mazdik and Sagodish, which is the question against Rashi. According to the first verse of Rashi, the Jesus version has no answer yet, the Re will give the answer. According to the Marashah's version, the Torah has no cash to begin with. Shas try to catch it up in the past, there's no Kasha at all. That's the way it's going to stand. They're looking for it to end up with a Kasha. You know, the Kasha is dead. You're going to find it stands. So the answer is that Taka the Kasha, there's no Kasha. According to the Rashi, and according to the Ramah. So they quote unquote misunderstood Rashi. If you want to be, you know, defend Rashi. Yes. Before the European unity, before Maastricht. Even after that, I heard that was put in the headlines today. You can't touch, you know, I said a little bit more pause than they touch. 15 points up in discussion. You don't want to make too much space back too much on that. Not fair. Okay. First Burrow will take care of it. Let's stick to our own and young. Now. Rabotai. Yes? Yeah. Depends on the case. If he's tired, talk to the dish. If he's tired, meet to the Shanaim, it's called meet to the Tashlum and the Chah. That's what we're doing. Okay? The exception would be Rotech. It is known as a cause of the special unique quality, due to the basic primary heal is to that person. And the whole secondary heal, the best can kill them, and if people can kill them, is in the main point best or a set of best, that's already something into the background. This is good. Okay? Now, both sides, we have to discuss some technical matters now. How do you know it's true? If I kill you, that I get killed, not because I did an Aveira, but because I killed you. You are Machiav Nehemi. You're the Machiav. And still the Nehemi. How do you know this? That's philosophy. Either it's true or it's not true. I'll see this. Either yes or no. So I had a member with the Sanhedrin. I wanted to be a riot. And I found later the other stuff won't agree with riot. From a close to Machiav Zavok. It's a day of Machiav Zavok. Rashbam is in effect saying his own Nahala. He's saying basically a toast. That's not the Machiav, exactly. Therefore what? He's tired of the Kola Olam Kulo. So it's Mitzvah Tashlum of the Machiav. That's exactly what Tosfos concludes. Mitzvah Tashlum of the Machiav. The Shemayim is always Machiav. Because it's Chayav to Shammai, I have an individual. The coincidence happens to be his God, it happens to be his God. And you would say, if you were two different individuals, you'd say, Mishul is there, and the Shlomo is there, and Chayav. Exactly the point. Oh. Now listen carefully, this is perfect. Ela Me'ata Horog Yatko, famous tomorrow, he's not going to have all the world famous tomorrow. As well as the mission today by the power of apostles. There are three people who see an action take place. One of them is Pasul Yehudas, but then the whole thing is bust. Don't question the Vayachasana, or the father's looking, and that's all the stuff. The Gemara is the passage. Reuben killing Shimon, and Levi Yehuda washing. Come on, man, let's go. I can't do that. Don't you dare do that. You might throw. Reuben, if you pull the trigger, we're going to take you to bed. And you'll get to your Misa. And Reuben says, I don't care. I thought he came. Shimon says, now, maybe you'd have come to bed. Which they want to kill, get ruled to be killed. Back to Gemara, but Shimon thought. Or Shimon bought himself being killed. He thought the bullets coming, they make it dramatic, an arrow. There's an arrow coming, it's quite up. Shimon is watching as the arrow comes, go right into him, and fully fades out. So if the Shimon was an egg puzzle, that's the more cash. In fact, Titus says, why is it a puzzle? There are three reasons. One is the Torah, one is the Stone Age, one is he makes a trade for our benefit. But one of the reasons is, he is what? A Baldin. Why is he a Baldin? Because who's he who made him a Baldin? Because in the Torah, we arrived and had Dan told him. That the fear of a meat that a Reuben has, not a fear of meat to stop, it's a fear of meat that is Shimon. Shimon is a Baldin over here. If you look at the Mordechai and Sanhedrin, that Shimon Tov raised Sani A, not only is Shimon puzzled the A, this doesn't really matter, because he's dead, but Shimon's brother is puzzled the A. Reuben killed Shimon. The Mordechai suggests that Shimon's brother is puzzled the A. Why? He's not related to Reuben. This day holds a what? Come on. That is considered to be a curve to the Baal Din, because it's a near stuff that's considered the Baal Din. That's a big kiddush. If you look at the Ramah in the Kosh Mishpah, it's not the first that it's really true. My question. Okay. It's not the first that it's really true. In the Zaman Gimel, Tiff Ted Zion, Kosh Mishpah, you get the impression that it's not that way. The Ramah has told us that the near stuff is not in fact the Baal Din. And why is it possible? Is it Sunday, is it Trey, or whatever else he is? He doesn't have to talk to the Makkah on that vote. According to these people, those who have posters and their Amor, if I kill you, I'm not chayav to you. If I kill a person, I kill Reuben, I'm not chayav to the Reuben. I'm chayav to Hashemayim. Even if I'm a chayav Shabbos, I'm chayav to Hashemayim. Nothing to do with Reuben. You look at the Ramban of Chumash. And Lo Sirta, Parshat Yitro says, what's wrong to somebody? What's wrong? Ramban has said, so let's do the shyness. What's wrong Lo Sirta is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. He wanted man to serve him, do his bidding, etc., etc. And you murderer, you're preventing this person from doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bidding. He mechabal v'mashe yedei Hashem, v'horek odom v'shebora Hashem l'chvodo l'holdos lo. That is mamish, what we call the Ben Adam, what? Lamokam in effect. In effect, Ben Adam Lamokam. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Slow. This could be an act of suicide. If someone commits suicide, does it have Mika? You say, what kind of crazy question is that? Not only that, much more than that. Give it. New Ariana, new. The mice try never. Yeast. I was talking to the quarter of the yeshiva. He jumped out of the window of the Pan Am building in 1944. And remember they said he landed never on a car and it was calling total. The question is, if he stayed at Pentecost, if he's high of these, what rules should we apply? Kim Levin Rabbinet. But if suicide is not high of Misa, as long as the Misa Midesh and I, and we don't pass it to Punjab and Akana, then it's a stated liable to pay for the car. Hello, Mother Misa. And then Hasina talks about it. This could be another thing which relates to this issue. What's the nation need to receive from? Is it a Bezan and a Havera? So you're the Chayim in Misa? No. The person kills himself, he's also Chayim in the same way. Can't get a chance to kill him back, he's never, he beats him to the punch. But if he's somehow, I don't know how this works. But the guy would kill himself, and then the PSMA would just kill him again in bed. I don't know how this works. We assume that if someone survived by CPR, he's not to say he was dead and then he was killed. We assume he was never dead. Okay, halacha might be out of two. The pasuk discusses. Some of them was dead. Heart stopped beating. Because he then got CPR. Or he had a heart transplant. But for 3 hours he had no heart, no longer was going to cheat. If he's dead and he's revived a new person, that's the case. He has to marry all over again. And his wife should say no. 40 years of you is enough. I mean, I wouldn't do anything, but now that you died, and I would have to read it. Pangolo on a hard lung machine is a good start.
Why do you think
he's actually what's dead? Because it's, whatever is reversible is not final. Any reversible state of.
Death is not final.
It's
reversible.
That doesn't mean it's reversible. We mean it's a Derech HaTeva. Only with Derech HaTeva. Not the Derech HaTeva, we don't count. It's Derech HaTeva. CPR Derech HaTeva. Hard lung machine is Derech HaTeva. Yes, it is. Whatever normal we do in regular hospitals is Derech HaTeva. Never changing, of course. The more. Look, the life expectancy now is how many years? What was it 50 years ago? What happened? Never changed. China was fun. We got taller now than they used to. I mean, I don't mean it's a formal sense they fight about, but I mean, it's a nice thing to. Whatever. Someone who was dead 50 years ago is not considered alive. Same exact thing. Now you can revive them. You could. Can you really? My opinion.
Their heart
stops beating, and then you try to revive it, you fail. That's the one that you dead. That's a good question. In my opinion, from the beginning.
He didn't revive.
Mr. Tully the code. The guy's heart stopped, he has to call a code. His heart stopped beating entirely. No breath, nothing, zero. And they're working on it, putting electrical shocks and all kinds of things. But either it'll work or it doesn't work. If it works, turns out, he was never dead. If it doesn't work, turns out he was dead from the first moment he went on
top. What if he never been rescued
again? Again,
I'm a homer.
When you try CPR and it fails. We're saying that he was dead from the beginning, so if he didn't try it,
that's Mara that he was dead from the beginning. Sure, you didn't do anything. If you didn't involve it, CPR
is ineffective. But it was. That's, again, too far afield. Enough. Yeah. Child, what is a guy who commits suicide? Is he over a mission bed? Is it a time of mission bed or on the time of mission? Sure. Now, the kitzer, so it's a machlokas at this very point. Am I tied in pieces because of the victim? I'm tied in the revolt, but that's no gale, local and ice over here. Take on the Telsus. Tosha says, listen carefully, that Eved Kofur, Eved the Chad is the Chad, a little bit later. Tosha says, that Eved the Chad is the Chad, which is a little later on, is considered Mama Lazer with a Pasha Lazer. Not called Hashemai, because there, you know, Eved Chiyav Ritzichan for that particular individual. So Ritzichan and Zoma the exception. How do we know it's true by Eved Zomit? How do you know? The best right is, you pay him. If I say, David owes Noam 100 dollars, 2 acres, at least when I say that. And then Yaakov, Yaakov, come and say, Bono Yitzha, 2 acres over. So what do we do? So at least when I have to pay 100 dollars. To whom? Who do we pay the money to? To whom? David, you said he made up a story, he was holding on to David. Who are you? You were sleeping the whole time, you weren't even around. Why have to pay you $100 for? Who are you? Terrorists had you succeeded in making $100, then you would have been a victim of our testimony. But then for now that we have been caught, so then well, you are a Valdava. Our attempt makes you into a Valdava. We were chayav because we wanted to hurt you. If we wanted to kill you, our key means it to you. So that particular individual. It's a part of you. But see some low, Kajadama, Lato, Le'okiv. As the Gemara has it, Vadayin, Okiv, Kaya. You have to be alive. The person who is against whom we testify dies, so many persons say there's no Okiv anymore. We're accustomed to no kasher zana below kasher rosh. Everyone knows it, right? Everyone knows it, right?
No.
Ever heard of it? Okay. Put a system low, kasher zana lachos leyosh. The doer, the witness, the way he, what he planned to do to his brother. But it's an expression. Kasher zana below kasher rosh. That which he intended to do to him, not if he succeeded in killing him. They don't punish the guy. Haraguay Nairogam is a difference. Nothing happens. Haraguay Nairogam. That is a paradox. If I was caught before the guy was killed, then I get killed. If you're already killed, I don't get killed. Why? So if you look hard at those who shot, to find the expression, Kasher zana below kasher rosh, you won't find it. It doesn't exist. It actually exists. The real drasha is, Vadayin Ochis Kaya, which means what? You have to be alive. If he's not alive, he can't punish the agent. Why? Because the Makayim of the Din of Azama is the guy. He has to be there. He's not there. If he died a natural death, the punishment is not wrong. That you cannot kill the agent's owner.
The drush is from the end of the puzzle?
That's correct. The word law here, you look carefully in the shot. Look at the Rambam. Perikov, Allah, Abed, and the agent, and the Rajvaj there. Is the clock. Anyway, this is so. Only by your Mitzicha and Zalma is a fear to you. Otherwise, it's regular Shabbat. That's out. Base. Rabbi Ozan. There's a problem, another technical problem. It's also very important. The Marashah started playing with the Texas Tosis. I'm not kidding around. Texas Tosis took a word of change. He made a part of the irreverence. Marashah made a sex change. The Mashal took a daughter and made it to a father to a daughter. What did you do? You got the next to the last line on the post of the day. What does it say? The Mavon Lazan, the first is that, Pirish Mavon Lazan. So what does the Mashal say? Look at the right hand margin. Pirish Mavon Lazan. He took a woman and made it to a man. The Mavon Lazan, the reason why we're talking about the trouble. But what's the Rashad doing over here? What is he saying? Why? What happened? What's it all about? Let's get the facts of it. What bothers Marshall? What's the case? A man says, the Adam says, slowly blow out about slowly. Hold on a second. Who they want to kill? Who they want to kill? Whatever you say that two people have to do, who you want to kill, basically? Both. They were also killed because of his daughter. So what do you mean? Mama Lazan and Fashas Lazan. Mama Labas, we have the Russell Absalom Subasa with the Fashas Lazan. Shalma Shabbalah. But how many people? Let's just do the cast of characters over here. Who's the cast of characters? Huh? Got the Ab. Got the Bat. Got the Boel. Correct? So now what? So our poster says, what fear of the mother? The fear of mother is going to where? Mama is to the bottom poster says. And the bottom is where? The Boel. Correct, Marsh? Oh, what are you crazy? The bush is not only to the Boel. Where else is the bush? The bush is also. To the back, a clear. So how can it be? The Mashal's Magia. Mashal's Magia, the moment is where? To the moment is fast, the bush is the ball. Mashal? No, you got something else. If the bush is here, the bush is here, where's the moment? How's it up here? Magia. The moment is there, the bush is there. You say Mashal's right? How can you argue with Mashal? You're asking, Mashal's right? How can you argue with him? But you like you allow sex changes? It says that tells my boss you're changing to us? Printing error. You look carefully at every toast that we have now today, but toast is China, you have toast to Rajbo, you have toast is Rosh, toast all have the way we have it. I didn't double check everyone. Pretty sure it's all the way we have it. But in Mashal, I was quoted on Kalamuna. Had a big kasha, but to play around the text is not so simple. Hold on. So Ivan's kasha doesn't move. It's a amazing kasha. Amazing. I didn't see anyone answer his kasha.
Oh,
Forget all the kriyatic change of years ago. The Heilige Elter Zeta Frank Akasha. What moment are we talking about over here? What does it say? Stuba. Who does the stuba go to? Where do you collect the stuba, Andrew? You don't know the stuba. But we learn one of the, hey, or both sides. We're learning the septic stuba. You haven't had the word stuba yet. What's the stuba? Who knows what the stuba is? Raise your hand. It's a big calligraphized thing. It's beautiful, you know, with 65 flowers and stars. What is a ksuba? I'm not kidding. You know what a ksuba is? Prenuptial agreement. All right. Okay. It's an obligation that the husband has to pay the wife money if the marriage terminates. Marriage can turn in two ways. Hayadua. The get of a mitzvah sabal. If the husband dies, the state has to pay. He's not around to pay it. If he's alive and divorced, he has to pay it. Now, when did this happen? No, I understand. He either die or divorce her. The likely it is, it's not going to happen until they get really married. I mean, there can be a gerushin after erusin. They already have a breakup before they even really get fully married. It's erusin. You know what everyone knows what erusin means? Erusin means they put the ring on a finger. Then they stay separate for 12 months. The Mishnah Ksubis. Yud Beis Kodesh. Right? So then they move in together. Okay? That's what we would call marriage. Was a betrothal, and the second is marriage. Now, it's possible that the guy can have become betrothed and then, you know, want to break it up before the marriage takes place. We have to break up before the engagement. That's nothing. We take a bar and a bar. Annoying us, it's financial, but it's nothing more than that. But in the old days, when they had a real betrothal, they had to get a guest. Or dog. If you want to let me know, those are two ways to break it up. So, I mean, you can shoot them. I mean, but, yeah. So, but that's unlikely to depend sure. The likely it is, you know, most, the vast majority of betrothed couples marry and have fallen soon. In which case, when is the super going to become do it at all? When he dies 50 years later, he divorces 10 years later? At that time, she's no longer on her father's thumb. Therefore, who was the money go to ultimately at that time? Go to her. So what do you mean? The money goes to the father. Not true. Not true. The money goes to the daughter. The mashpat told a lie. It's not from anything else. A is my gear tax. B told a lie. Ask the Elter Zeta. Say it sure. What's going on? It's not true. Not true. But a law answer is an amazing answer. This is a very interesting question. You know, you say he caused his daughter the loss of the night of a ksuba. What's a ksuba worth? Sure, it's paper value, that I call it, face value, excuse me. It's 200 zuz. I have Confederate money for 200 zuz. What do you mean it's face value? I have New York City bonds, and he has 2,000 for 200 zuz. Can't sell it for beans. According to our friend Moody's, you know, standing at the poor, making the poor, whatever it is. So it all depends on the various market considerations, what it's worth now. But we call that Tovas HaNor. Any IOU that you have, as I read this to go time and time again, Tovas, etc., I can sell depending on the speculation. If you're rich, you have an IOU, you owe me money, you go for more money. I'm afraid you're going to go bankrupt. If you're poor, you go for less money. If it was 5 years, if it was 10 years, and you don't know what it's going to come to, it's speculation. That's all. It's always that way. So the law stands like this, that right now, at this moment, this woman is a Nara Amurasa, before Nisui. So at this moment, she's under her father's thumb, if you will. The father has excess financial control. Therefore, it is, claims out the law, it's not a ban for the Masha Shver, Masha. That's what you mean. The money goes to the father. Why? Because right now, she's won herself the Suma, the father would have to pocket the money. Because right now she's under his control financially. Not such a big. I wouldn't say so. I would say if the likelihood that it is that the tshuva is only to be collected at a later date after she's already under her own control, how can the father get that? You're crazy.
No.
You should have divorced before the heiress, before the tshuva. But the father wants to sell this chance. Hey, Chaim, hear the news. My daughter, the Kala, she's betrothed. And now this is going to be a tshuva, for argument's sake. A potential tshuva, real tshuva. And now, I tell you like this, you know, if my daughter, she collects the tshuva with the shot over, her husband will drop dead, or divorce before the other gets to the tshuva, then you should have that money. How much do you want to speculate on that? That's okay. Because that would have come to the father. But 99% chance, if the tshuva is ever going to be collected, we'll be collected after the tshuva. The father has to say, how can you pocket the money for that? What's the other footnote here? He said, nobody. The flaw seems to be shver. The whole thing is shver. All my shor shver, all the flaw shver. He's changing the text. The whole thing is filling for it. Try to answer my great grandfather's comment. You can't answer this question. Forget it. I don't want to hear about it. Forget it. I don't want to hear it. You can't answer this question.
What's the law about it?
If she's in a tshuva, go there. Yeah. So she's in Hara. Sorry. Yeah, sure. Hold on. So wait a second. So the Maharshim says the prophet Girsa is the mama goes to the daughter. And if you look carefully, this is the favorite. She's the Rama. Again, she's the Kuvet. I was the Rashos Kasha. It's like, what do you mean? It's Misa the Fashion to one person. The Baas has the Fashion, and the Baas has the Mama too. After the marriage, the Marmshif and the Ramah, what did they answer? You saw the answer. It's the Marmshif you saw. What did the Marmshif answer? Sin is the heel of the Fashion to the Boel. So we call it Mama the Zer, the Fashion to Zer. And totally we disregard the heel of the Fashion to the Baas. Hilay Floy Mamish. I can't land on myself for not accepting this. It sounds like baloney. Squared. What kind of baloney is this? I don't understand. If you have only this, it doesn't make any sense at first glance. If you have only this, we say, well, it's wrong with the function of God. We say, kill him in your avenue next. Now that you have, it's unbelievable. If I have one, think about it. Think about this in the court of American law. If I have one death sentence, then the death sentence pocket me for money. I can respond to the bottom of the car. And now for another death sentence. Right? Another death sentence. After the other death sentence, then for what? And now the paper. Huh? I didn't say that. That's the clear. I can't fault the Marshal for saying what he said. I don't agree. But look what forced him into it. The Maharshi says the fliat some of it is gone and a rov and a flaw. Doesn't make sense. What's the Maharshi saying? Maharshi is like this. If you only have this, then you're grabbing it. Here's this. And suddenly we say, no, Mamma was there and the question was there. What about this? Does it appear on the face of the map? Come on over here. You follow me? You see the problem? The problem is murder. Who asked this question? Well, yeah, back to Rasha, he couldn't buy my ship's business. He saw the Marashim. That's what he said. Look, it's a clear. I didn't see anybody who would explain it. I don't know which to explain. But I'll tell you later, because I don't want to know. You said a better carefully, I'll tell you what? Shut up, you can't have the fish. You've got to dream of it. No, I didn't dream of it. Forget about it.
Why? Father, at this point, presumably during a Rishon one, they called this box cloning. During a Rishon, his Tovas Hanah, this dude is worth something. Maybe a penny, maybe two cents. She's going to lose that, and he's going to lose his Tovas Hanah. Is this true? He loses his 2 cents of Tovas Hanah.
Yeah, but $25 sounds not a lot, so.
Okay, fine. So hers, you're right. You know, I mean, now
the only one the last one is 2 cents, don't
we? Yes.
Just said she wasn't yet, that.
Yeah.
This dog has to go. Come on.
Better than Rockship.
Yeah. Rockship. Leah. That's Leah right there. I have a heritage. Ah, because I'm my grandfather's side. The dad of the Shemaya and the cliff of the Elder Zeta, I call it a terrorist. My terrorist is radical. I'm saying it's a radical terrorist. But it's based on the fact which many of you know. The fact many of you know. Well, you know what most of you might know it from? Mocking. Not baby. Never even open that base? Not even that base? Never that base. Okay, together. Alright, you know what? Well,
the head is the main one,
but then that's back. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, right. It's our lover. It's our lover. That, a Bas Kohen, who's designed, what you get? Great. Now, all I comment as the A's is, that this Bas Kohen was designed with his head. So that's what I do it. So the Bas Kohen gets great. Well, and X gets what? 10X. Says the Gemara what? The Ochi Velo La Ocho. What does that mean? Can't kill these wives. Can't kill these wives. At least you know you're together. You're together. We're both the A's. Can't kill us wives. So the Gemara doctrine is amazing judgment. That people look like they've done a lot of the Ochi. The Ochi Velo La Ocho. Aiden is Ovin, gets Kenneth and they don't get Kirk. That's what everyone knows that. Max the base is quoted and said, that's got it. That's the dual of proof. I want to be there. Like,
and everything.
There people. We had to catch it before. Hey, the guy is saying he was Madonna and she was Madonna. Right? So you're saying. If it was only this, then you say it's going to be happening. That's an extra death sentence. So you say, Mama was dead, the flesh was dead. Let this death sentence, let this death sentence pass from Mama. What's the answer about that? There is no death sentence for this guy. Once he's there, she's out. That's what I want to suggest to you. Right. I know that. The Gemara only has it in the context of which piece do you get. You get Kenneth and you don't get Draper. But I want to say, that's so crazy. What does it mean you get Kenneth and you don't get Draper? Because you're getting me to why Kasha and Zonim last for all here below that photo. So then the fear is that they wanted to kill him and not because they wanted to kill her. So the time is last, okay, the moment is that, the moment is that. I wanted to kill her too, and Torah doesn't count. Not only did she didn't write in respect to which meat you get, but now for me, within the right, then Melvin is dead. The Melvin is dead. I think it's a very interesting answer. Take it or leave it, but it's really interesting. It explains the amount of ship and there are not. That's an occurrence to you, the Seattle Shrine. Exclusively. Well, today, if I'm on his side, you know, the side of the right, God's side, you know, the side of the correct, path down the Torah. So, you know, the Seattle Shrine. Yeah.
The only thing is when they did the evil that was thrown on the man. It was the woman alone. They were.
I don't know the man. It went bad. I don't know what it is. And that was in the battle. This guy's against Draper. Yeah. I think about Cohen. The Bob Cohen is not that they don't know the man. I'm not sure the brother. I'm sure it's Cohen. Let's look at Sargon, see if I had that. What happens if you can? Look at Rambam. Look at that. Let's check that directly now. Yeah.
The Tshuva of Ba'ula is, no matter how she got, Ba'ula is 100 left, right?
No.
So could we just make the case look different? Let's say that the Aiden don't come to say that she was Mazana, they didn't say that she was Anosa. And then only on him there is a few. And her is a few moment because she pulled me out of the stool. Because if it is true that turns out that she was Bu'ula.
Okay, you want to have a different case?
Well,
it could be. Maybe they have a different case. As a matter of fact, the Tanayah Shua points out. not your case. So, hold on. Tanya Shua points, one second. Tanya Shua points out that the Rambam, in this book, A, the Peret of Aleph, Halacha Yud, who learns things about a different case entirely. It's sort of like the Moshe Shemrach. What's the Moshe Shemrach? What that means is a man says about his wife that she was Mizaneh. Turns out it's not true. And what happens to him? You have to pay how much? Mayor Kesef. And that the money goes to the father. That's what it means. Mamul is there, the Pashas is there. He wanted to kill the wife, and the money goes to the father. Why did Rambam change the case? Why did he learn like Tosfos? Because he got stuck with his cash. He was stuck. He didn't like this terror, he didn't like this terror, he didn't like this terror. He changed the case. That's what the Yeshua says. But to be my Gia, for once, yeah, that's a plea. So we're not talking about this. This is not talking about this. No, we're not talking about that. That would be too much. I'm just saying, you learn from one another. That's what I just thought of as a possible therapy. Now hold on. Hold on a second. I'm not finished with this yourself. I want to say that even the Mahashoah might subscribe to it. Let's be careful. I told you, Mahashoah, I wasn't very a big fan of the Mahashoah. The Elder Zeta, but didn't like him, so I'm not allowed to like him too much. But wait a second. Because the Mahashoah himself has a cash against himself. He changed the gear. Very nice. Pirish Mamun Labat, Sharatu the Hasta Baksuba, who the Fosh is the Zed. Who's that? The Zed? No, that's what he says though. What does it say? The Zed Shaome Shabole. What does that mean? Mamun Labat, the Av, and the Fosh is to the Bolo. Fred Marshall, why are the Bolo? Tosfos said it's in the Girsa. Mamo la'av, with a fudge of the bath of the bowl. Maybe even according to that Girsa, I don't hope so, but maybe according to that whole shot, it would also be the same story I told you before. That the Ikahim into the bowl, and based on the Tosfos, because Kasha is Rama, Lazo, we
don't.
You look in Rashi and Tanhedrin of Yud, he said that. In a certain case, he said, the key of the ball will not develop. The ball will not develop. Hold on. What? I'm talking a different term. What's the matter of Sarah? Why they say the ball has a girl? Because what is the kind of a girl? And what's the culture from me? Frank to Rashash, are you out of your mind, Marshall? Tana? With a famous rule, which is from the Yeshiva Baruch, but it's much more famous from the Persians than from the Gemara. The Gemara and basically the Romans, but most of us know from Subot Apeh. World famous rule. Subas Aptes Amin Aleph. Tosfos quotes the Gemara. A pitzui tana onesu. The Gemara Yibamah Tana Chalas Mabeis. If you seduce a woman who's underage, that's not considered seduction. That's considered ones. But she doesn't know yes to no. She doesn't know how to run away, or to say no, or to kick him, or to scream at him, or I don't know what. So that means she said yes. What does it mean? A yes is meaningless. Pizza Tananas. Fred the Rashash. What do you mean to talk about a Tan in our show? My show is talking about a Tan. And by Tan, there's no fear of what? There's no fear of what? Of the bunch of the bath, that's why no measure of the bowl. By a Tan, there's no tempt to love it either. Because why does a woman lose a tune when she sits down a wine? Because she's prohibited to her husband. Why does it do this? Because the husband is forced to divorce. So why do you tell the husband to give a tzuvah usually? If a husband breaks up a marriage, and gets that remaining tzuvah in the second half of this year, the husband breaks up a marriage, so he has to pay a tzuvah. But if the wife breaks up the marriage, there's no fear of tzuvah. This is a general principle. So over here, usually the woman is Zidane, her husband, she breaks up the marriage, so of course, that's to give her a tzuvah. But if the girl is a Tana, so she's in a new set effect, so she has to lose the tzuvah.
Oh,
wait. What? It's all about a coin. going. That's the Rashash of Kashi. Look at Rashash, you don't believe me. That's part of the assignment, look at that Rashash. Take a look. Do everyone say, look at the Rashash. You find the Rashash. That's totally good Rashash is here, unbelievable. Had the famous one, Rabbi Kilei, you had that one, right? And we had one yesterday. I forgot about it. cover her head. So much of the Jews are chutzpah, is bum. All is part of the married life, you disappear. Now all of a sudden, so it means me that if she was covering her head, not to suddenly stop, and he said, Just cover her head. So a bunch of writers very good. A chutzpah, bob. All is part of the married life. You didn't care. Now all of a sudden, doesn't mean me to if she was covering her head, and I just suddenly stopped, and he said, I can't live with you, and then it is ground for a gentleman. So that's just part of So, what do you mean? He should lose the Kippur Kappa because she's a two of the Bible. Because she's just, you can't have a true woman. She's not keeping the laws of sneers. So, here too, we can argue that even though a girl's 11 years old, so the Etzema's nuts would not be mastered her too, but why not? Because people can't kind of own her. She didn't know to say no. But, it could be, depending on the situation, if she's no worse, then Overa will not do this. I mean, she kind of on that. She was somehow masking to hang out with this guy and this and that and everything. She looked, okay. I know that I love him with the pizza kind of owners, but she's not a thoroughly if I want to maintain his marriage, but I should live with the technical sense. You know, they have 11-year-old girls now also in downtown. I mean, so you know, not here, that they have in Thailand, or wherever else you have to go, I don't know. 11 years old is not too early. Precocious. They found their careers at a young age, you know, so, yeah. So I'm saying, so even if it's not a tsura, because the future's not honest, but so you wouldn't want to have a wife that way. It's not a tsura. So that might have flawed. So that's kasha the Rashi could possibly end. The first kasha is much more schwer. I'm sure that is the action. Your territory is that flawed in Doha. And that's obviously the obvious is correct, rather chicken of yourselves. Ah, the kasha, I gave you my radical territory. Okay, I think it's an interesting territory. Yes, no? No. If she's in the sewer, if she was in the sewer, she gets the money anyway. Only if she's in a rooster, the money is there. Once she's in the sewer, the money is there. Okay, Rabota. Let's get back to the main thrust. This is all, how should we call it? I don't want to call it a sideshow, but it was just a technical chapter in the first part. We haven't gotten out to the nitty gritty, to the lovedness, Rabota, lovedness of Misa Lezev and Shulman Lezev. What's the lovedness? Oh, here's the lovedness, Rabota. Listen, the rest of the sheet will deal with it. Lovedness of sheet. Take a look at the Re. You haven't read them yet. The Re, Russell, the Yashin, Fear, Shakunkir. The first narrow line that I'm out and out. The Kosh of Alka Misa Lezev and Shulman Lezev. The Pishen Bave Meisim, Achila, Truma, Kriyas, Shiron. The Ken Kloni Ball, Bito Shakloni, and Bave Abia. She called Nahar, the love, below Abbas, the Abbas, below Allah. Kloni Ball, Naramarot, the Kloni Zinsim, Kloni Zinsim. I'm a mad, the God is Shakol Ball, my Sechos, the Kaf, Koshi, Mitha, the Tashmum, and the Yechos. The Reed's patching up Rashi. What did we say? The Olamashi's Rashi. And the reason was the classical version of Rashi. Not the Marshall's version of the Rama. The classical version of Rashi. The what? The what? Come on. That is Lashamayim, right? Come on. What's the classical version of Rashi? Lashamayim, we say it's what? Nisa Lazeh. But that's Luma Lazeh. We see Lashamayim. I am the most prepared for character. The master says a mission of the fair for character. The mission says the apostle, all rubber do, that's different. That's one mice. Madagascar is one mice. The obvious question is, what they did in it? What? They're going to be annoying. If Mitzvah is there, the Shluma is there, applies even when it's Lashamayim, so then why is it limited to a case of what? Why is it limited to a case of two mice? Why not by two mice? We say, sorry, why not by one mice? What's between one mice and two mice? What's the difference? And if it's just purely a function of one mitzvah versus two mitzvahs, we know it's not true. We know that could be killed out even by two mitzvahs. So why is it between one and two? What's the chance? That's now posing the technical question for tomorrow. I'm asking tomorrow. Yeah, but that's the Gemara. We'll come to the Gemara later.
What
other cases might have two mitzvahs that
still have?
Yeah, but all over the place. The guy is, here we have, all the cases over here. All the Kumar Vakara Shira, and it's a case where it would not be to the level of that. It would be for one person, but this is just mentioned. Rabota. We'll come up with how the other cases we go along. Rabota. I heard of Pshat. That's all about you. So I'm going to look at that. What's the lumbus? The meat of the devil and the lumbus. What's it all about? The answer is, to understand the lumbus of the meat of the devil and the lumbus there, and to first understand the lumbus of killing the drought there. So what's that lumbus? I mentioned to you a while back, down to the Hanan says, here in Suba, the Kedimah Sada Gibbs, on the Mount of Heaven. The Bechonah says, Pshat, Tonga the Rabbanah could be, one Pshat could be, that the Onesh Kal is Nichlal and the Onesh HaKonah. I repeat, the more lenient punishment has come out and consumed or included in the most serious punishment. See, it's so of the Bechonah. Who says so? They make it themselves. The Ramban and Matthew. Based on the Ramban and Matt. What's Ramban and Matt? So, Rabbi Chana's legacy. It says, Ramban said the Makas at the beginning, Chana the Ramban is Kasha Zaman, Av the Nixas Kasha Zaman Lekha, Ayn and Mishun the Kaiva, the Chana the Ramban, Mikayim be Kulo Kasha Zaman. Hey, wait a second. I say hey, it's about you, two things, you and I only get punished one. Let's say there's no fulfillment of Kasha Zama. Says Ramban, no. If you get one punishment, it's as if you got both. As if you got both? I know Kevin the Kalam Ramine, the Kayam of Kula Kasha Zama, the Haina the Yesh Bakla Messiah Mana, Bahabi Kiilu Nanash Gam Baona Shakal. Here's Tifa Vot Nebuchadnezzar. And the Chana is saying, Pshat, come to the Rabbi, it means that if you get nieces, then you got mama too, so you don't have to pay. Hey, I paid already. Paid my life. Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mana. If you took my life already, you'd take my money away. Don't have to go out and take money out of my wallet now, or my kids take money out of their wallet. The guy was killed. Enough. That includes mother. You hear it? You chop it? You got it? So it's this, but the Chana said, let's stop the famous Marshal of the Sofer, as well as the Chassad. What did they say over there? If Ab, remember these words? If Ab, Dina, and Ab, Chumra, and the guy actually was killed, then Tfisa won't help. He can't take the money. If Lo, Ab, Dina, and Ab, Chumra, they actually didn't kill him, they could have killed him, if the circling had been witnesses, that had been a warning, etc., then Tfisa helps. What's the shot? The Lepon is just faith in him. Brilliant, faith in him. One damage is presumably derived from below year also onish yonish, pawn year also is potter. That's the rubble. That's a shot, there's the Ramban. That's a shot, that's the onus, cow, nichla, and the onus of pot. What is nichla? No way to teach you an ass. Who's going to leave my money for? You already took my money, you're going to die. The money's gone, the money's gone with the body. There's another thing, a fake thing. What's it say? We already saw Tukskugim. What's it say within? Tasha, no. Today Rishaso. Arisa Achaz. And then it's Tay Rishio. But that said to whom? Who's that said to that person? Bezin. So Bezin can't punish in more than one Rishio. This is how the cop works. It's like beautiful. This is what the funnel said. Then you have to be sure, right? If the guy is actually killed, I'm Dina Nakumro, then we say to you, so that the owner's so therefore what? You can't have visa. Because the Onesh Kal was collected already. Collected it already. No, what do you want? It was already collected. If you say what? One more time. Israel say what? That he actually was not killed. In case he was not killed, he can't say the owner's power was Nichon Onesh. There was no Onesh Chacham. Otherwise, it's a different din. What's the different din? Today we shall so. I wish Aha had been Machai, but not if they reach the other. Aha! That's a dependent. But then, let's see what else. Ad Khan Tovich Jerome Seaman Sada Gimel. Brilliant! Well, I hope that's it. I'm sure that's something I don't know. That's what you're saying, and that's the simple thing. It's a long story. So the Rav says, that's a chat here as well. Yisra was there, also Tzvei Din. You have to also kind of Tzvei Din over there, otherwise it doesn't fit. Hit a Tzvei Din. One Din, Brit. One Din is that the owner shall, listen carefully. One Din is that the owner shall call is Nichol and the owner shall call. That's one Din. Okay? You listen to it? One Din. That only applies, listen carefully. That only applies with both punches go to the same person. Hey. What do you mean? He took my life. You don't have money to do it. He took my life already. My life went to you. So my life is more than my money. So my money also went to you. So you want a little cash also on the side. He took my blood. Well, now you want my right pocketbook. But of course, if Reuben took my blood, why is Simon stuff?
Shavlodas pain the goof for Isha
Chashiv Misa V'Tashlum in the Yachad. Right? That's called Misa V'Tashlum in the Yachad. It has to be. Why? Because what's the pasuk over there below Yehoshon? I thought that Rav Sepshat is referring to a case of Ona Shakal Nichol Ona Shachamer, which only applies when it's Misa V'Tashlum in Lachat. So obviously the Riyas Lo, that's referring to a case of Misa V'Tashlum in Lachat. Aye, but it doesn't fit. Aye, but the Misa is to whom? To the pregnant woman. And the whatchamacall. And the mamon is paid to the husband. That was Rabbeinu Tam's proof that the whole thing doesn't exist. Let's take a look at the third and last now line. Rabbeinu Tam, which we'll see soon later, denies the whole idea. It doesn't exist. The whole concept of Nisal is there, Tashlum is there, only exists in one case and one case only. What's that? Only in some. There's a custom. Hakkas can cover. And there's a custom. But Nisal can cover. And they told yesterday, Pusuk against Pusuk. Who will remember who's a stronger Pusuk? Rabbeinu Tam, oh, that's a stronger Pusuk. He can't answer any questions anymore. That's Rabbeinu Tam sheet. And he tried to prove. Yaakov, all the fully Amma Nisal is there, Tashlum is there, Pusuk, except for Abraham's own name. So Kim Lev Ravinei, the Pelt and Absalom, Elo Yosem, Vos Avi Mitzo Leisha, with Hashlum on the Baal Shav, Lora Shalom. What did he answer? No. The re-answer is the what? The blood is in Gufisha. So what? Who owns the blood? Tosh Pshat. The husband. But it's in their blood, it goes to the Baal. So who cares it's in their stomach? Who cares? So the question points out, I found it in my notes, it was on Sanhedrin. It was on Sanhedrin how many years ago? Not so long. 4 years ago, I found it in my notes. And then I saw it quoted in the Sukkas David here, and I was out. But I thought of it first. But this should depend upon the famous Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rite. Line one of the famous Machlokas. What are they fighting about? Interesting case. A man causes a woman to miscarry, bangs her to miscarry, and then the father, the husband, or the father of these children, the husband of this woman, never dies. He hears that his wife miscarried, he just had a heart attack, he heard the terrible news, and he dies. Now who gets the money for the May Brothers? Who goes? So the Rambam says it goes to her. And the Rambam says it goes to the orphan, his son. He has other sons. Father died before what? Okay, good, okay. Sorry, that's a good thought. Okay, anyway. The question is, why should that be so? Why should that be? If the blood is quote unquote belongs to the father, to the husband, as his Pasha Shah, he should always go to the ocean. Why should it, who's she? She's a nobody. She's just what they call today a human incubator. The nobody. The answer is that the rabbi chief is the nobody. According to the rabbi, the chiyuv may let us go straight to whom? To the owner of the blood, who is considered the father's last husband. He's the owner of the blood. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's son. The Rabbeinu Tam says, "Mamish, Misa is there, the Tashlumin is there. Misa to the wife, the Tashlumin to the husband, straight." But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that basically the chiyuv is to whom? Is to her. Then the husband, the father, is also from her, if you will. Right? That's the old way. We had a similar part earlier with the snap. Right? Starts with the daughter, switches over to the father. It starts with the wife and switches over to the father, right? To the husband. And that's why if the husband dies, it goes to the wife, not to the husband's children. The Nela, if that's the case, the Rambam, that's the Rambam Shita. That explains the Re. What does the Re say? Who's the real Mechayim, if you will? Of the name lettuce, not the husband, the woman, because she's kind of lettuce, except that he somehow collects from her or something of that nature. And therefore, the Riyah's right is considered to be what? Considered to be Misa Batasum and the Yafa. This Machlokas of any time in the Riyah is none other than the Machlokas arriving in the Rambam. Gevaldik. Forget about the. Says, now let's finish up Tosfos. For both sides, we have about 20 minutes to finish Tosfos. I don't know if we're going to make it. We'll try. Not until it's tomorrow. Okay. V.A. Nira Lirashbo. I haven't seen it. V.A. Nira Lirashbo. So, Omar Rabbi also. What's the Nira Lirashbo? What's the Nira Lirashbo? What we just said before, no? It's not Nira Lirashbo. So, Omar Rabbi also is off the fair camera to San Edrin. Hey, we have Baal Aden Shizdinsa. This is amazing. This is really, you have to keep track over here. It's cool talk to this one. All right? What did it go? What came, who came first? The Baal said what? Well, Aden Abal. What did they say? Shizdinsa. What happens as a result?
Oh, she gets killed, etc., etc.
So what happens? We're not finished yet. The Hey, we have Aden. The Zimun the Ede Abal.
For the Ede Abal, they what? The Zimun. They want to eat them, right? Now what happens? So they are chopping block, right?
So these guys, what do they want to do?
They want to make this woman what?
Tired of being something. Hold on. So Tosfos, Ede Abal and their Rogin, but the A Mishan and Mavim. They know they also wanted her to lose the money of Tzuba. That didn't also pay. Well, I just come away. Grab every name. The scorecard goes on. Chazar Habal Vehevi Eidim Vehizimu Leide Ha'av.
Unbelievable. Na'evi Habal Vehizimu. These guys. Now, what do these guys want to do? These guys wanted to cause the hurt, the devastation, the
kill and
right? And so now they were wanting to kill somebody. Now they say that these guys wanted to kill somebody, so they should get killed, right?
Mm-hmm. What happens, Tanya? Says the Gemara. I lost the place. Hold on a second. Is he a lady ha'av? Eidei ha'av ne'erogin u'mishalmin mamin. Why? Mavan the Zeh, who's that? He was Labal, Sheratu Lafsido Ksuba.
Right? These guys want to make Labal have to pay this Ksuba, but in reality, she was a minister. They said she was a minister. So they wanted us to make Labal pay Ksuba, which is not a pay.
Who the Fashis Laden? Right? And the Fashis, which agent? Which agent are we talking about?
The
people
they wanted to kill. Right.
Says the Rashi, for Hassan, Ahazam, Achaz, Bolam, Atol. Hey, wait a second.
He has one Maisa. This is one Maisa. And despite the fact that he only has one Maisa, what's happening to them? Whose punishment? What's going on? It goes against the Reed's rule. We said before, one Maisa, there cannot be two punishments. He has one Maisa with two punishments. You learn Maisa? Never learn Maisa? See this? One of the loveliest things they say in Makas school is in the town. It says that really made it to the chief of the Kubet for now about. It says, you know, how do you answer this kasha? I have to answer. The Ri is the only answer to the Rashi. You have to answer the Rashi for the kasha. It's like this. The loveliest thing the government is, you know why we punish them? We consider it as if they did what they said it was going to do. The pshat and the ownership of the government was they because you consider it is that they did what they wanted to accomplish. What do they want to accomplish? Two things. What two things? They wanted to accomplish a mitzvah, they wanted to accomplish a moment. Well, we view it as if they did two things. They made us no longer consider Chad Maisa. Why does Chad Maisa want to be if I burn your field on Shabbat? That's Chad Maisa. If I say two things, it's true, it's one word. I say Imanu Aisa. I say two words. Imanu Aisa. That's it. But really, by saying Imanu Aisa, what do I want to do in this situation? I want to make these guys get killed. And the Eidei Ahav have to get killed. And the Baal have to lose money. Right. So now, I said only two words, consider one action when I spoke, but it would be treated halakhically as if I did two things. So it's not you that's not nicer. The Reed principle is correct. One Maisa can never be chayav twice. It's treated as two Maisa. That's the Sheikha said. Look here, what he said. Based on the lumbus they say in Makkah. That's not the lumbus. That Adam Zomer have to pay or be punished because we treat them as if they did that which they planned to do. Because they planned to do two things. Even though they said it in one phrase, in Manoah Yisrael, we consider it to be Shnei Maisa in the Nenevi. The case is very complicated. Hey, a man walks in, man doesn't like his wife. He walks in and says, she was designed. And it reached 2 8 of the room. Then the father, who wants to save his daughter's skin, brings the 2 8 and says, hey, those 8 who said that she was designed, Emmanuel Yusuf. Now the husband's not going to sit down and pass. He brings 2 other 8 of these Aedim, self-father on top, they look at that. And the husband now, which to Aedim is saying about Aedim, you are with us. And these guys are with us. And what do these guys want to do? These guys wanted to kill who? Aedim, they want to be dead. And they force the Baal, but who's the kind of one?
Says he's my shliach, or if they don't do what I can do, as it says, he's with my relative. Anybody can kill him. This is what the Rivaz says. Anybody can kill him. What? Anybody can kill him. The question becomes, since when does it depend upon who can kill him? Shouldn't it depend upon to whom the chi of Misa is? After Nezer has got cash. It's always going to depend upon who can kill them. Always everybody can kill them. We already answered this earlier today. It's not true. When it's a primary chiyuv to a particular person, then that supersedes that sort of general hazy chiyuv, anybody can kill them. And the only case we had before were watching the Shita and the Mizalim. Commission tomorrow, we'll just finish up a few more lines about this culture. We go on to the Sugya of Akira and Sarah. No Kumara Kumara.
That's love.